Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, or that's also 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and GeoSavin. We manage the following bands and or artists: Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute, Don Marlowe, High Priestess, Star Daddy, and Nola Star. We also have Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Mortis Doll Dancers featuring Lillian Sin and Cinder. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury, Burn the Ships, Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, and now Carol Dieck and Bruce Blaine with Borderline Radio Show, and from Italy. So now we have Italy on our roster of artists and management, and it's wonderful. So Get Real Global Artist Management has quite a few wonderful bands and artists under its label now. We also have a shout out quickly to the following bars and venues that we work with regularly and hope to again very soon once COVID is over. Five Star Bar, downtown Los Angeles. Marco and Angie Cordova, shout out to you guys. Miss you very much. Can't wait to see you again. Petey's Place, owner Petey Portello over there in Tarzana, California. Universal Bar and Grill on Lancashire Boulevard there in North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer, shout out to Greg. Rainbow Bar and Grill on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. Shout out to our buddy Nick Fuoco with Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. And check out his tribute band Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. All right. We got a little bit of a late start here today, but hey, we're here and we are very excited to speak with Circle the Earth from Los Angeles. Can't wait to talk to Michael McBay, founder and big spokesperson for this band. I mean, just amazing music. You will see during this broadcast how amazing they really are. We're going to showcase four different songs. And first, though, before we talk to Michael with Circle of the Earth LA, we are going to bring on Derek Webb, our health expert extraordinaire, with our health segment here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Take it away, Derek.
Thank you very much, Jenny. And how are you guys doing tonight? How's it going, Jenny? All righty, here.
Wonderful. Nice to see you as always.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, all our friends and family around the world, everybody. Everybody, Circle the Earth, you, Derek, out there in New Hampshire. But let's get going on our health segment and let everybody know the wonderful benefits of good health.
All righty. Thank you very much. We're live tonight through Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Radio Network. We're going to be discussing tonight a little bit of yoga. So we're going to be doing some yoga techniques and routines to show people how to stay fit during this time, especially with what's going on in the world. Yoga is an issue where people do not, once again, I cannot express enough, the breathing goes into it. You gotta use and concentrate on the breathing. You got to focus on the breathing, the stability, the all that stuff that goes into it. And I recommend one of these, a yoga block. They're fantastic. They're fabulous. They're good for stretching. They're good for coordination. They're good for balance. And they're good for what you need. Because without that, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you a little move. I've been working on it for some time. It's called the crane. It's a good yoga move. But I strongly advise if you have not done this move, if you've not heard of it, please, and I cannot express enough, put some cushion on the floor beneath the head. Because we don't want to break any necks. We don't want to break any skulls. It's not the point here. It's the point is to get a good little exercise, but focus on the breathing. Once again, yoga is all about the mindset. Focus on the breathing. So let's focus on the breathing tonight. Let's do a little bit of crane action. So we're going to get down here. We're going to put our knees and elbows right over here, right between the knees, which is the main focus when you want to get. You want to keep right between the crest of the knees. But you want to do this with a lot of balance and stability. Because without that, you're going to go right over your head, over your head, fall right on your head. So you want to move forwards, and you want to slowly move yourself in, nice forward, and hold yourself up. And then the point of this is to focus on the breathing. When you hold this, hold it for if you can 30 seconds. Count down if you have to, count on the clock. But focus on the breathing. Don't talk like me, I'm a different matter. But focus. Breathing nice and steady. The calm, the essence, and the soul. That is a beautiful movement. I like it because it does a lot of things. It focuses your mind, the body, the soul. Then you come back up. You go into a little namaste prayer sequence. Fold the arms. Remember, yoga is about what's in the breath. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. They think about the move. They think about the coordination. Focus on the breathing. The breathing is where it comes. And that's what mind controls you up here. So you're going to focus. It's a two-way street. This connects to this. And I can tell you, if you keep your mind on this and all the moving, you're not doing the job. So that was my tip tonight, some yoga. And I want you all to tune in next week as we'll be discussing a little bit of supplement and nutrition tips of advice for where to go and how to get the nutrition done. So nutrition, where to go. It's a way to be, it's what you do. That's how you do it. Nutrition, and that's what we're gonna do next week. But yoga, like I said, that's what we're gonna be doing and that's what we're doing tonight. But mind's focus on the breathing. Once again, with a crane or anything else, maybe some downward dog, all that fine stuff, that stuff you gotta focus on the breathing. Because once again, I've seen it too many times too often. Too many people, they come in, they do the physical move, whether it be the crane or they do the, it's all messed up in there. They just don't focus and the key is to focus.
Right. I agree, focus is the key. Yeah, focus is really key with that kind of thing.
Cranberry, the pies, and whipped cream, and all that stuff. Too much focus.
All right. Thank you, Derek, so much for this week's health segment here on Jenny's World Talk on the Block. We appreciate you and let you get back to your family because I know it's Thanksgiving Eve. And you want to go hang out and have a good time with the wife and the children.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to let you go. But thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. Remember, stay healthy. Stay away from them pies. No alcohol pies. Stay away from the pies.
I can't guarantee anything, Derek. But anyway, thank you, dude. And we appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. All right, we got Michael McBay.
Hey, Jenny, can you let Kazuki in the meeting? He's waiting too. The guitarist.
Yeah, you see him right here on our screen.
Oh, okay, so great. You got him.
Unmute him. Unmute his. He's got it. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Hey.
What's up? It's Kazuki.
Hey, Kazuki.
What's up?
Yay.
An awesome guitarist extraordinaire, Kazuki.
Yeah.
L to the yes.
How's it going? Just got a product endorsement from ESN Guitars.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Deserve it, dude.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
That's awesome. I'm so happy. Michael, for some reason, he said he didn't get those three songs. I don't understand why.
Hey, Kazuki, can you send them a copy of the studio versions of the songs from where you are?
Which one? The three of
them. The ones we just did. Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta look up.
Or dead, at least. Okay.
I can send a dead, actually.
I tried to send them for a call, but it didn't go through for some reason. I can send them to you. You want me to do that?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I'm gonna forward it to you.
Okay. Okay, send it. Send it to the email is ronen at latalkradio.com.
I'm gonna forward it to you. So you can send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah. I remember we're too large.
Okay, let me go back to my email. Bam. Okay.
The latest one is the October 14th. Is that the?
Uh-huh.
Is it? Is it the one? Hold on. I just sent one.
Yeah, I sent it earlier, but I thought for some reason it didn't go through. It said the file size was too large. Those darn Android phones. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But the four songs are really amazing. I was listening to them the other day on my phone. And then I was watching the EU video earlier, so that was really awesome.
Thank you.
I really
appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a great video.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I tried to send them. Just the songs, nothing else. Okay. See if you got that.
Yeah, that was some amazing stuff. Now, I know this version of your band, Michael, is a little newer.
Yeah.
How long would you say this one has been, like, fully together?
We've been together in this current formation for about 6 months. We got two brand new, wonderfully talented singer dancers, and their names are Lauren Richards and Whitney Kaufman, and the two of them are the newest members of the band. They've been in about 6 months now.
Nice ladies too. Very nice. Everybody's so super sweet. The band, every member is just amazingly talented. From Michael McBay on the bass to Kazuki Kaji on guitar. Everybody, it's just so amazing. Kadia
Piano's on drums, and Sandy Chow Wang is on keyboards, and Kadia Hannah's doing vocals.
Right. Okay. That's just an amazing lineup. It really is. Like, just the whole band, drummer, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say the drummer's name? You said the drummer's name, right?
Sandro Feliciano from Brazil.
Yes. Amazing. Just, I mean, you kept all the right components and added all the right pieces to make this a fully realized, amazing band. Like, just blew me away. Like, sounds of, like, soul, R&B, you know, pop, rock, like, just, like, really just really incredible guitar riffs in there, bass lines, like, just everything, just really good stuff. I love the lyrics, everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Hard on it.
Appreciate it.
I mean, it's really refreshing though to see that kind of music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
The video that we put out called Tribute got just around 115,000 views on YouTube. And next week we're doing a new photo shoot and we're cutting another video called Dead, one of the songs that you heard with a guy named Boyer, who shoot his videos as millions of views. So we're hoping to get to the 500,000 1 million mark next time around. And after that, we're going to work in January with the major producer, Jason Nevin, who's done Lady Gaga and Moon 5 and lots of major artists. Kelly Clarkson, he's really an accomplished producer songwriter.
Right. And so you guys have four songs out so far?
We have one song that's out so far. Three we just did. The second video will be out probably early January, and then we start writing and producing with Jason for the next one. For at least in February, probably.
It was really nice when we did the rehearsal. Everything was really good.
Uh-huh.
Everybody seemed to work
you've been a really for a long time.
Together, you know. It was nice. It was really nice. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Yeah.
You know, of course, we all practiced social something or other, no distancing, and we wore masks, and we were responsible, and we used hand sanitizer, and
all the time.
You know, in between doing shots. No, it's good. No.
Right. And whatever Kazuki that played guitar behind his back.
Right. Oh, that was nuts. That was nuts when Kazuki played the guitar behind his back. Like, I was like, whoa. That was some good footage, too, though, that I got. That was great. The video was just really, it was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It came out well.
Oh, yeah. I always have fun at one of your shows. You know, whether it's a rehearsal, it's a live production, like, you guys always put out, you know, the best stuff.
Thank you very much. We work really hard at it.
And it shows. It shows that you guys actually, even with COVID, you've been trying to at least, you know, still practice or, you know, rehearse and still try to, like, make everything as tight as it can be and do music videos and whatever else you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's really good. Do you think, how would you consider, like, what you're going through as far as COVID is concerned? Has this really changed the way you guys see or do music? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. The first 3 months, you know, people were getting used to the stress of it, and we didn't rehearse at all. But I love these guys like my family, so I kept taking care of everybody, even though we weren't rehearsing, kept it together. The lead singer went back to Maryland where she lives. And then in the meantime, we rehearsed the two new harmony singers without the lead vocalist until we got the songs back together and the foundation tight. Then Kadia flew back out and we started rehearsals again with strict protocols like temperature checks before rehearsals and masks during the rehearsals and hand washing and all that in and out. And we went and only rehearsed in large rooms whereby it could be 6 feet apart. We got some plastic barriers that we stand up in between the singers when they sing. We do everything we can to keep everybody safe and frequent COVID testing, especially before video shoots and photo shoots and things like that.
Right. And that's good.
Of course, there's no live performance. Yeah, no live performances. So we're concentrating on building our internet presence with videos.
That's good nowadays, especially with how everything is live streamed, everything, you know, concerts. Everybody like still people still love music videos, even if MTV isn't in the music business anymore. We will still showcase music video. Everybody still wants to see videos,
right?
You know that has not gone away.
On Good Morning. That's right. We're gonna perform on Good Morning LA the last week of January next year. Actually,
really, that is amazing. I'm very proud of you guys. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, our manager, Donnie Miller, has done a wonderful job at pulling the band up now that we got our new lineup solidified. Johnny Miller, True Pitch Entertainment, has done a great job with us.
Shout out to Johnny Miller. That's good God right there, I tell you. That's some good stuff. That's good that you always like, you know how the business is ran, Michael. I swear, it's like you've been doing this for your entire life. Like, you just know. Yeah. Like, you just step a long time. Like, I'm going to hit this radio show and this radio show and this radio station and this and this, 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 this. And I'll make sure this music video gets done by this time and this gets done by this time. You really keep everybody on target, which is good. And you go after, like, stuff in a professional way.
Thanks. But the main thing is knowing what I don't know and then finding the people to help me out in the areas that I don't know about. That's the main thing that's important.
That's awesome. See, that's what you should be doing. Outsourcing for what you can't do.
Exactly right.
See, that's smart business plan right there.
You got to keep up with these young people. The young people have been are super talented and super driven. I got to keep up with them.
Right. I know how that is. Let's play some music. Ronan, did you happen to get those songs? I hope. or we could start with Could Be You. I know he got that link.
Sure.
So if you want to play that one. Because I know that's the one you have out currently.
Is it okay if I walk? Is it okay if I walk into the store for a second? I got to get some drinks for this wardrobe shooting.
That's so what I'm going to do. Okay? Play the song, and while I'm playing the song, go do your thing. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go do that right.
Okay. All right, so we're going to play Could Be You by Circle the Earth.
Yeah.
L.A. Hell yeah. Right here at Jay's Real Talk in the Block, L.A. Channel 1, My Heart Radio. Boom. Put your thing on mute.
My great escape, just like I'm David Blaine. I gotta get away. Feels like I'm playing with fire, and I like it. Let's go and save for the night. Feels like I'm caged on an animal. Gotta break away. It's time to let go tonight. I wanna hit somebody, somebody say you want my body. I'm gonna make somebody say. It could be you, 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 or you. There ain't no turning back. I'm like a maniac. Just call me super bad now. No sign of slowing down. Let's go to crazy town. There's nothing in my way.
Yeah. you. It could be you, 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 or you.
Hell yeah, that was good stuff. Hell yeah, that was good music.
Thank you.
That was amazing. That was just really, it really was. I love that. That whole thing was really great.
Happy and groovy stuff, you know, catchy.
Hell yeah. Ronan, I just sent you three more emails. I've sent each song individually. Maybe that'll solve the problem, I hope. But could be you. Who wrote that song, or was it like a collaboration of different people?
That's the singer Kadia Handon and the keyboardist Sandy Talwan and the songwriter from music.
Music.
And then the band.
Band.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that basically singer and a keyboardist and writer from Universal Music.
That's great. As a, and the video was really, really amazing. Everybody go check out the video for Could Be You on YouTube. Just search Circle the Earth LA and you'll find it. Subscribe to their page.
Yay!
Their videos. Share everything, comment, you know, give them good feedback, tell them you know, because it's a really great song and they, you know, could use your support. So please go and check out their also their website, www.circletheearthla.com. so I'm sure you can find out all their information there.
Yep.
Names of all the members and what instruments they play, or what they, or if they're a singer or whatnot. It's also going to probably have links to their videos and songs, you know, like their music pages and everything on all their different sites. Yep. So
leave the comment.
Yeah, just go and check it out. You gotta unmute yourself now, Michael. Like, wait a minute, unmute your mic. He said, I think he's talking, but he's not. mute your mic. Unmute your mic.
Wait.
Or Michael. I'm like, I don't know how to do that for him.
Is he able to hear or not? Probably.
How's that?
There we go.
The guitarist Kazuki Tokaji's website. He's got some fantastic guitar videos, like 2 or 15 of them. They're all fantastic. Yay, Kazuki!
Yay!
Good stuff.
That's right, dude.
I'm excited about you guys being on what was that show? Good, you said Good Morning LA.
Good morning. Yeah, yeah. So are we.
Daniel, yeah.
Manager got us set.
That's great. You guys, you have any like type of aspirations as to what, like maybe what venues you guys want to hit? You know, when this is all over.
I think our manager, Johnny, is booking us in Asia because Asia is currently open now. So in the beginning of the year next year, we're supposed to be trying to do a small tour of larger venues there and then come back to the United States once it's opened up again. That's what we're talking about.
That's so incredible. Wow. Sure. You're going to hit Asia. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the booking agent came out to our rehearsal about 2 months ago. And now she's out there trying to drum up support and get local radio play, that kind of thing.
That's great. That really is.
All from Johnny Miller, True Pitch Entertainment.
Yeah. Woo! They have the plan. That is for sure. I can't wait to see more videos from you guys. And, you know, you got
merch. Yeah, we'll have you, the next one out.
Yeah, like, you have stuff for sale, like, you know, the usual. Hats and t-shirts and whatnot.
We're working on that now.
That's good.
We have to get merchandise together before we go overseas. So that's what we're discussing. That we're in discussions about where to get that at right now.
That's smart. That's very smart. I've been researching that myself for a lot of the bands that I manage. You know, to start.
That's
doing
right. Let me know if you have the recommendations of places.
Oh, do you have your songs on any other form? Okay. He said he can't open the links that I sent him. I think it's because I sent him to him through Google Drive. Okay. Do you have you have your songs on Spotify or SoundCloud or anywhere else yet?
Could be used on Spotify.
Or YouTube? Yeah. Or is it just that one song on YouTube?
Just that one. Yeah. The other ones, we took them down.
Okay, so are they on Spotify or no?
Yeah, Spotify, yes.
Yes.
So all four songs are on Spotify?
No, just Could Be You.
Just Could Be You, okay.
Just Could Be You.
I'm like, damn it. Well, that's okay. Even if we can't play them right now, I want to make sure that everybody knows where to find the songs, where they can find you on social media. Right. And, you know, are you going to be live streaming your concerts from Asia when you go over so that people can see?
I hope so. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. Yeah. I'm sure we're going to record them in.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Make sure that you're putting on all the big platforms, of course, like TikTok is a big one right now for music, especially. What's that one? Periscope for Twitter. You got Facebook Live, and then make sure you put it to your Instagram TV page, Instagram TV, because those are all your important ones right now. And I'm looking forward to seeing your footage from over there. Your live performances and how the audience is receives you, how receptive they are to you. It's gonna be. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, because they're very passionate over there in a lot of those countries about music. And I think that they're really going to like you guys.
And we have two Asian band members, Kazuki on guitar from Japan and Sandy from China on keyboards. Hell, so they have something to relate to, I hope, too.
Representing Japan and China. Hell to the yes. Some of the best products, especially electronics, come from those countries, damn it. The best stuff.
That's
cars, everything, man. Seriously, man. Musicians.
And as far as I'm concerned, beautiful people.
Musicians, scientists, all kinds of wonderful people come from all those wonderful countries. So,
martial artists.
We love all of you, and we're very, very proud and happy for our Asian culture here in America. And we're very excited that you guys are all here on board and this melting pot that we call Los Angeles.
That's right. It's a beautiful place, man. I love it.
It is. And where all of us can live together and experience different cultures and music and movies and television, everything, just so many different things. And it's wonderful that we have that. And I can't wait until all of this is back going again. So I would definitely love to have you guys play one of my concerts. We'll find a really good venue. We'll get a really good venue, you know what I mean? Like something, because you're a bigger band and we need something that has a bigger stage.
We appreciate you a lot, Jennifer. You've been a good friend and supporter for a very long time. I'll never forget it. Thank you.
I love you guys, and I think you're amazing and you're very talented and you're good people, and that's what keeps me around.
Same thing towards you.
That you're good people, you know?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You're not fake. You're not phony. You tell it like it is, and you always give a great performance, and you really put your heart and soul into every project that you work on, and that's what I appreciate about you guys.
Thank you very much.
And I think you have a really great lineup. This tie is just amazing lineup. All of them, everybody's just so talented.
I'm blown away by myself.
Yeah, very talented. And the three ladies in the front, And Sandy on keyboards, just like all the mm-hmm. women are just all lovely, wonderful people in the band. And then all you guys are, you know, great gentlemen to work with. You're all very nice. Yeah. And it's a great experience every time that I go see you guys, you know?
Yeah, thank you very much.
I've seen you in a lot of places too.
No kidding, right?
It's one of the only shows I never got to go to in the past with other endeavors that you've had was, I think, at the Mint.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was one of the only ones I didn't go see you at. But but all the other venues have been just great, like, you know, and so.
You just gotta Rose and the Candy Club and Troubadour.
The Candy Club.
Everywhere, yeah. Yeah, Candy Club has great stage and sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Unfortunately, they took down the Rose in Pasadena. It is no more.
Oh, really? They took it down?
Yeah, it's gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had to close the doors. COVID got the better of them.
Wow.
Too big of a venue. It didn't make them enough money, so they cut their losses and moved on to some of their other ones, you know, so... you know, anytime any of you our listeners and you know, viewers out there in the world, anywhere you are, check out some of our amazing venues, the Canyon Clubs here in all over Southern California. Check them out. Amazing venues. The check out as where was it? Where music meets the soul.
It's the soul.
Calm.
That's
their main website, and then you can find links to all their different little sites for all their different venues and information about everything there. And they're still doing shows. Mm-hmm. We did a show through the Canyon Club. It's at their Pacific. What is that? The Performing Arts Center up there in Oxnard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had a concert up there. Concert in your car. So are you guys thinking you may do something? Would you think you might do something like a...
I mean, I was in contact with Zach 2 weeks ago, the booking agent, to try to... Zach Gossett, try to get that set up. So I haven't heard any back from him.
Zach is the man, most definitely. They're great people to work with. Great people to work with. They really are. I love all the Canyon Clubs. Shout out to Music Meets the Soul. You know, your amazing venues all over Southern California. We appreciate you and everything that you do for all of our bands and artists that we work with. And I'm looking forward to having you guys on the show again in the future, of course, playing more of your music.
Thank you very much.
With your permission, I would like to also showcase all of your songs on my other radio shows that I have going on.
Of course.
So that way we can keep showing your music and making sure that everybody knows about it.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, and my other show is Jenny's Real Rock, and since you're in the rock genre, we will be able to play you on there, and that is featured on iHeartRadio.
Great.
And it'll be on YouTube, so that way everybody can listen to it whenever they listen to your songs. So it'll be just, you know, talking about your band. So it'll be talking about your biography of the band. It'll tell all the links, social media, everything, so that people can go check you out and your website, everything. So
thank you so much.
You gotta get the info out on Circle the Earth LA.
All right.
Everybody, please go check out their YouTube video. Go check out the Circle the Earth LA YouTube page. Like it. Share the page. Like their song, Could Be You. And share that as well all over social media, especially, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere, and help, you know, help them reach their, you know, their viewer goals, of course.
Thanks.
And you've already had how many views did you say you've had on this already so far?
115,000 real views.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That really is. You know, that's a lot. Not yeah. everybody gets that many views on their videos. So that's a very good thing. And everybody just keep sharing it, and we'll get this going in popularity. Before this is over, you know, it's going to be amazing. And do you have any other upcoming projects that you want to talk about really quick?
No, just we're going to be working with Boy Epic to shoot our next video for Paul Dead. And then we're going to be doing a new song with a major producer named Jason Epic in January. Those are the main things.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
And you got to keep your eye on Kazuki Tokaji at all times, because he's always expanding on social media, and his guitar videos are fantastic.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. That's the good stuff. Make sure you're putting your stuff on TikTok there, Kazuki.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we are.
Oh yeah, because you never know, like, you know.
He's the master of all that. I got to keep up with him.
Before you know it, like, huge famous musicians will be hitting you up to do like little spots on their music and stuff. It'll be awesome.
He just did a video with one of the guys from Dream Theater, actually.
Oh, hell to the yes, Dream Theater.
Oh yeah, he's killing.
I've been listening
there.
To them for decades. Just incredible. It's incredible. That's something to be very proud of there, Kazuki.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of the Dream Theater keyboard players.
All right, so basically, you guys can be found everywhere that music can be found, right? I'm sure Spotify and everywhere else, YouTube, of course.
Yeah.
Go check out all their social media pages. Do you have a? You have a? I know it's Circle the Earth LA on Facebook. Correct. Is it the same on
Instagram? Everywhere, same.
Okay. Go check them out, Circle the Earth LA. And again, go like all their pages, follow them, you know, whatever it is that you got to do. You know, on Facebook, it's liking, what is it? You know, a little heart or a like or whatever on Twitter. Become a follower of Circle the Earth LA on Twitter and on Instagram. So check them out. Go watch their video. Listen to their music. You know, because if you go and like them on and start following them on things like Facebook, it will give you suggestions. It'll pop up with little notifications and it'll say, hey, do you know, they got a new video out. You can do that on YouTube as well.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
And don't be shy, you know, reach out to the band, tell them how much you love them and their music and their videos. And, you know,
thank you.
People need good feedback. They really do.
That's right.
I'm very proud of you guys already. just for being together for as short of a time as you've been together. You have a great lineup, and you've already had that many views on just one video.
Yeah.
With more views to follow. I just viewed it, and I just liked it. And I shared your link and everything, so hopefully that'll get the word out a little bit more. You guys want to say any if we only got, 2 minutes left. You guys want to say any shout-outs as well as, like, Thanksgiving wishes or anything?
Well, I'd like to say that Circle of the Earth stands for inclusion, acceptance, and love and light of the God of all religions, man. And so we are proud to have women, men, people from different countries, people of different ages, people with different disabilities, sexual orientations, everything in our band. And I'm proud of that. And that's what our music stands for.
I love it. I love the fact that you have that. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much, both of you, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for sharing your music with the world. Everybody, please go check out Circle the Earth LA on all social media and their websites, circletheearthla.com. Go watch the videos and everything else. And we want to wish everybody a very safe, healthy, happy,
Happy
Thanksgiving. Happy
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Same to you.
All of our friends and family around the world, especially to our friends, Circle the Earth LA. Thank you so much, you guys, Michael and Kazuki, for being on the show today. Shout out to all the other members of the band. And
thank you, Ronan.
And we
thanks to LA Talk Radio.
And we could see many, many wonderful things in the future.
All right. I promise you my heart's best effort.
Exactly. All right. Till next week, we will see you. Peace out, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.